Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Voices Dot Earth podcast series. In a bid to persuade today's influential decision makers to take better care of the planet, Friends of Earth Australia is asking the global community's help to send an environmental skeptic to space so they can shift their perspective and come back down to Earth a more environmentally ethical person. And today we have the pleasure of speaking with Cam Walker of Friends of Earth Australia about this brilliant and highly creative campaign. And Cam, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Well, thanks for joining us. And before we talk about the Send a Skeptic to Space campaign, tell us a little bit about Friends of Earth Australia.
Yeah, so we are a grassroots campaigning organisation. We work on a range of issues, but particularly we work to reduce Australia's contribution to global warming. And the best way we can do that is to keep fossil fuels in the ground. Australia has a small human population, but it exports a very large volume of brown, well, particularly black coal, to the Southeast Asian region. So we're doing what we can to keep fossil fuels in the ground to reduce our contribution to global warming.
That's excellent. Now let's talk about this campaign, the Send a Skeptic to Space campaign, which certainly caught our attention. So how did this idea come about?
Well, I think that in the United States, as it is in Australia, many people understand that climate change is already happening. It's not something that's going to happen in the future. It's something that is with us now. And if we look to mainstream climate science, we realise that what is coming is actually just the beginning of it. We've already had a degree of warming. We potentially have another degree in terms of what's called global dimming. It's hidden at present because of all the pollutants we put into the atmosphere. Once we start to clean up our energy system, we may easily hit 1.5 to 2 degrees Celsius warming globally. So we're locked into global warming. And most people, when you talk to them, understand that something is going on. They realise that the weather isn't as it was. Perhaps older people realise that it isn't as it was when they were young. And that awareness leads to a desire to act. And the act involves reducing our greenhouse gas emissions. Yet there are key people who are blocking, because of their political power, they're blocking the rest of society from moving. And what we wanted to do was identify some of them, identify the key climate deniers that are out there that are controlling our political parties and our institutions and the very large corporations, and get people to nominate them and basically to call them out, because really they're the blockers who are stopping the rest of the planet from getting on with taking action, which is to reduce, to radically reduce greenhouse gas pollution.
That's great. Now let's talk about some of the mechanics of the campaign. I know you have a Twitter hashtag. It looks like you have a lot of activity going on. So tell us about how it works. People can go on with the hashtag on Twitter and nominate their climate change denier. Is that how it works?
Yes, it is. So the easiest way to do it is to go to the website, which is just sendaskeptictospace.com. And in there, as long as you have the Twitter handle of the person you'd like to nominate, you just nominate them. I think there's about 46 deniers have been identified thus far and voted for. There's been many more votes than that, of course, but, you know, they're the people that have been identified. It's interesting that at present, three of the top five are Australians, but there are actually two people from the United States, and leading the race at this point is Donald Trump, as a very well-known and climate denier. There's also a Republican senator, I believe, from Oklahoma called, I think his name is Jim Inhofe. I actually hadn't heard of him before this process, but clearly there's some people in the States or elsewhere who have identified him as a real blocker to climate action.
That's great. You know, in many ways, Cam, you answered my next question about who's rising to the top so far. But I guess we can shift that question. Talk to us about the future of this campaign and what you want the ultimate outcomes to be. Because it's certainly a very creative PR campaign, raises awareness, certainly calls out climate change deniers, which is fantastic. But would love to hear, I guess, next steps for this campaign for you.
So day to day for us, we're fighting to stop both unconventional gas and new coal mines here in Australia. We're part of a global network which is active, of course, in the United States, but also in about 70 other countries. We're working to stem the root causes of global warming, which particularly is the burning of fossil fuels at this stage in the game. So day to day, we continue our campaigns to slow the uptake of fossil fuels and to help support the transition to renewable energy and to energy efficiency. What this does is bring new people into the story, into the picture, who otherwise really aren't engaged on climate change. I think people have liked what we would call the cheeky nature of it. You know, it's naming some of the worst deniers who often get a free run in the media, in the mainstream media. They're able to talk about how they don't believe that climate change is real. And this just kind of names them and we would hope shames them, and also points out the fact that the vast majority of humanity who is switched on to the science understands we need to take action now. And what we need to do is to isolate these people. So the Send a Skeptic to Space campaign is really just a way to say, these people are out of step with the rest of humanity. They're certainly out of step with the people of the United States. They're out of step with the people of Australia. And really, they need to get out of the way and stop blocking action and let the rest of us get on to transforming our world so we've got a low-carbon future that meets our energy needs in a way that doesn't burn ourselves off the planet.
That's great. What an excellent campaign. And I guess I don't know if this has happened yet. I haven't had a chance to check Twitter this morning, but I imagine a great outcome would be one of Donald Trump's fierce rebuttals via Twitter. He loves Twitter fights, as we all know, but I guess he hasn't said anything about being called out as of yet, and if he did, that would probably be a PR coup, right?
Oh, indeed. We've had a few people comment on it. Here in Australia, we have a very well-known, very right-wing, climate-denying politician who I think at this point might be number two. He has commented on the fact that he's been identified as a climate denier, and as I understand it, has responded quite positively in that he's quite proud of his denial. So it's interesting that some people, in spite of the science, are quite happy to say, yes, I believe that this isn't happening. And for the rest of us who actually rely on facts to generate our worldview, it's quite shocking. But it would be very nice if Mr. Trump was actually able to respond to the large number of people who are quite happy to see him send off to space to understand the overview effect, to see how the planet is one single, very complex, but one beautiful single ecosystem that we all rely on for our lives. So hopefully he will respond in the next week or so.
Yeah, and when we tweet out this particular podcast, we'll be sure to include him in the tweets too. So we certainly want to help you in that cause as well, Cam. And Cam, this is a wonderful campaign, as I mentioned, and really excited about you taking the time to do this podcast with us, especially from Australia at a late hour. Is there anything else you'd like to add today? Anything we didn't cover in this podcast?
No, I don't think so. I think obviously many people around the world are looking to the US presidential elections with a considerable degree of trepidation. There's a great fear around the world that Donald Trump will actually not only win the Republican nomination, but go on to become the new president of the United States. The US obviously has a very particular role in global economics and politics as a superpower. So I think I can safely say there are many of us in other parts of the world watching what's going on with very keen attention and hoping that it doesn't come to pass that Donald Trump will become the next president of the United States. In the 21st century, we don't need someone who's a climate denier, and we certainly don't need someone with, very backward-looking views on many issues. So we wish you the best in the election that's coming up in the next few months.
Well, thank you. I certainly agree with you. You know, we're not typically a political news site by any stretch of the imagination, yep. Cam, but you certainly are speaking the truth that we all can get behind. And right now, the health of our planet is a priority, and we need political leaders out there that get that and support that. And with that, everybody just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Cam Walker, with the Friends of Earth Australia. And Cam is behind a new creative campaign called Send a Skeptic to Space, which is really catching on Twitter, and we hope it catches on a lot more. It's a wonderful campaign. It's a very cool idea. And Cam, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for the interest. Bye-bye.